All righty, we are back and we are ready to get rocking and rolling. Thank you so much for being here for our Media Bids Power Hour educational teleseminar specifically for advertising sales leaders around the world. We are delighted that you are joining us, and thank you so much for reserving this time to be with us here together. As always, in all of our programs, we cover tools and resources. We stay close with emerging trends. We always want to give you the very, very best that will help you lead in your market space. It will help you to outrun and outsell your advertisers. It'll give you tools and resources to guide your teams, always focused on advertising sales, going all the way back to the beginning of 1995. We have always hosted and held wonderful educational programs like this. It is not an accident that there's not something on your screen. We don't want you multitasking or distracted. We want you single-tasking. Take one step, print off the key points we're going to cover for today, and then make detailed notes. The more notes you make, the more that we're going to transfer the knowledge and infuse the knowledge and give you walking and talking tools today, as you're going to hear a very, very special program. You're going to hear through the eyes of an advertiser. What do they think about when they think about working with you or not? This is going to be one of the most unique and one of the most riveting opportunities certainly Jed and myself have ever enjoyed or experienced, and one of the most unique that you've ever been able to participate in our teleseminar series. Jed, as always, how about some opening words about Media Bids and what's cooking and what brings us here together?
Okay, great. Well, thanks, as always, to Ernest. He really does a great job running these teleseminars, and we enjoy working with him immensely. Media Bids, just real quickly, for those of you who are not familiar with Media Bids is a marketplace for print advertising. We have several different ways that we drive additional revenue to your publication, but they all sort of amount to the same thing, and that is what we are trying to do is to have advertisers advertising your publication that traditionally have not used print and that are interested in, you know, in expanding in into, you know, into publications that they may not otherwise have known about. It's free to use. It's a service that, you know, you can use as much of or as little of as you want, and it's a good way to increase your revenue and open up some channels that you may not otherwise have explored. So if you want any more information, feel free to give us a call. We'll send a follow-up email, and our contact information will be on that. But, you know, you can always visit mediabids.com, and you can read more about us there. So that is, but thanks for everyone for joining us, and again, thanks Ernest and Olga for being here.
You are most welcome, and I know you're going to say some opening words about Olga, and before you do that, I'll just say, Jed, as always, a pleasure working together with you and your team. You and your team are fabulous to work with, both on the teleseminar side, but also more specifically related to the work that you do with our advertisers, with publications, and within this space. It is always a pleasure. So that all of you know, Jed and his team do business sort of the old-fashioned way. When they make a promise, they deliver on it. Like, what an idea, right? Right? Like maybe like the way they did it in the 40s, that a handshake was good enough, and they rocked it forward. That's the kind of work you're going to do with Jed and Media Bids. You will love working with them. Surf their site and take a look at it. My name is Ernest Orienti. My company is Power Hour. We work with more than 2,000 publishing groups and advertising sales teams in 11 time zones around the world. We have a deep, deep passion going all the way back to the 80s related to advertising sales and love the world today of what print allows us to do, and we love, of course, the bundles of e-newsletters and websites, and recognize all of the emerging trends of today. In addition to our coaching and training that we provide, we also have a recruiting division. We understand what it means to find, recruit, and employ those that are absolutely outstanding. We have an investment banking group. It means we know how to help our clients buy and sell companies. We have a search engine team that we generate almost $1 billion of revenue, marked revenue for our clients. On that side, we understand what's happening with the search engines, and we do a lot of work on LinkedIn, running one of the top 200 LinkedIn groups with more than 68,000 leaders across 1.7 million groups in LinkedIn. Last but not least, Jed, as you know, we're so excited. Over this past year, we've been working with a weekly sales academy. Tremendous work that we're doing every single week. We meet on Tuesdays. More recently, we've been working on prospecting, the use of LinkedIn, leveraging trade shows, selling distribution and circulation. We covered this last week, and even working with tiers of buyers. How do you work with a buyer who's a newbie versus a pro versus an expert? And that really is a perfect handoff into this conversation with Olga, who is clearly an expert. And Jed, I'd love some opening words from you about Olga, and then we'll dive into the key points, okay?
Okay, great. Olga is a marketing, Olga Berdile is a marketing specialist at Provide Commerce. And for those of you who are not familiar with Provide Commerce, they are really a very interesting company. They own Pro Flowers, Sherry's Berries, Personal Creations, Red Envelope, among other things. They do an enormous amount of direct response business and direct response advertising. They have millions of customers and are extremely good at marketing their products. One of the reasons why we thought it would be so interesting to have Olga join us was that, you know, not only does she know an enormous amount, she's worked in the print industry in the past, but I think it's also interesting for publications to get a sense of how advertisers are thinking about some of the issues that we talk about on a monthly basis. So some of the topics that we're going to cover today are things that we've talked about before, but they're coming from an advertiser as opposed to taking my word for it or Ernest's word for it. So with that, you know, I'd like to introduce Olga.
All right, beautiful. Olga, away we go here, and thank you so much for joining us. What a pleasure.
Oh, thank you both for having me. This is exciting.
Well, we are delighted to have you here, and we have a riveted number of participants that are joining us, but no more riveted than Jed and myself, because we're on the edge of our seat. And we have lots of questions that have come in, and we'll work and weave those in around the things that you're going to be talking about. So let's begin, if we could. There are five key points that we shared with those who registered for our teleseminar today. And the first point is, tell us a little bit about the demographics of customers that Provide Commerce is looking for. Let's start with that as a baseline. And for all of you, as you're listening to Olga, think about, again, what are the demographics of customers that your advertisers want? How closely do you know that? How does it match up with your advertising mediums, right? Website, newsletter, print, and so forth. So, Olga, please.
Sure. Would you like me to kind of discuss a little bit about Provide Commerce and Pro Flowers first?
So that would be golden. You bet. Please.
Yeah,
okay.
Great.
So, Provide Commerce actually owns quite a few different brands, and Provide Commerce in itself is owned by Liberty Media, which owns many companies, including QVC, Backcountry, Bodybuilding, lots of e-commerce sites, basically. So Provide Commerce was founded in 1998, and we started as Pro Flowers. And basically, the whole mission was to get flowers as quickly from the fields to people who purchase them. So we kind of took out the middleman and basically started shipping flowers directly from fields to consumers. And I think the first Valentine's Day that they started, they shipped 500 bouquets. And currently, you know, we've shipped over 40 million bouquets since the initial conception of Pro Flowers. We've expanded to include other brands, including Sherry's Berries, which is our, you know, gourmet food site. We have lots of dipped berries, cookies. We have cakes. We have a multitude of goodies on that website. Then we also have Personal Creations, where you can personalize almost anything, and Red Envelope, which is kind of a more unique gifting website. And then, just so you understand when I'm talking about this, because I don't want to get into too much detail without you understanding a little bit more background. So in-house at Provide Commerce, we have a retention marketing side and an acquisition marketing side. So I'm coming to you speaking about the acquisition side, and I handle print media for acquisition. Now, there's somebody who handles TV, there's a radio person, there's display, paid search, SEO. There's a multitude of people just like me, but they are handling different channels, and my channel happens to be the print channel, which I love. Jed, you did mention that I, you know, have a publishing background. I was a journalism major, and I did work for Elsevier, which is one of the largest publishers in the world. Granted, it publishes a lot of textbooks and everything, but I came from a small section of Elsevier that was Elsevier Public Safety, and we published public safety magazines, and I really, really enjoyed that, my time working there.
So just so everyone understands, there's the two types of marketing that Provide Commerce does, acquisition and then retention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yes.
So just sort of define retention.
So retention is current customers. So it's just retaining your current customers.
Okay. So it would be and those of you who have bought from ProFlowers know that they never forget. They're extremely good at reminding you that you've purchased in the past and who
Correct.
You purchased for. And so that would all fall under the category of retention.
Exactly. So it would be emails that you get reminding you that you purchased for Barbara last Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up. Would you like to purchase for Barbara again? Or catalogs that you get in the mail from Red Envelope or Personal Creations. That's the retention marketing side. And the acquisition side is, you know, TV ads. It's ads in magazines, newspapers, radio ads that you hear on the radio, that sort of thing. And it's just mainly targeting new customers.
Right, right. And do you okay? And so you're in your capacity then. You're handling print for all the divisions.
For all the different brands. That's correct.
Right. Okay. All right. Great.
And now I can tell you more about, like, our average buyer. And I can't get into too much information without sharing proprietary secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that if you look at across our brands, I mean, if you look at ProFlowers, if you look at Sherry's Berries, Personal Creations, Red Envelope, they're gifting sites, and mainly women gift. A lot of women, you know, are the main purchasers, whether they're single or especially if they're married. You know, they're the ones that tend to buy the flowers for their husband's mother on Mother's Day, that sort of thing. So we're looking at a mix of middle-aged women. And when I say middle-aged, I'm talking about late 20s to late 50s. And that's basically who we're targeting year-round. The only caveat to that is that around Valentine's Day, and this is probably going to be obvious to everybody, men purchase more flowers through ProFlowers for Valentine's Day, because
right.
it's the one holiday where men really do think about purchasing flowers.
Right. And Olga, give people some idea of, you know, you mentioned that for ProFlowers first year of existence, you shipped 500 bouquets. Give
mm-hmm.
people some idea of sort of a round number of what's being shipped currently.
Oh, geez, it's hundreds of thousands.
Right. I mean, it's really mind-boggling how many flowers move through ProFlowers.
It is. It's mind-boggling just the amount of flowers that get purchased every year, and you know the gifts that go out and make people's days a little more special.
And Olga, this is Ernest. You know, on one side we could agree there's lots of marketing going on. The other side is you make it easy for men to remember Valentine's or Mother's Day. You make it easy for women to remember their best friends, their husbands, whatever it might be. You know, you provide a wonderful service. You know, let's just agree that, you know, you help us make those around us happy. And I must tell you, I'm familiar with Red Envelope. When I first learned about Red Envelope, I don't know how many years ago it was, I was stunned. I was like, wow, I get all these catalogs, but this one has just the most memorable, the most unique, some of the best selections, and I've been an active buyer over the years in Red Envelope, so I love that as well.
Oh, that's great to hear, because that's what we're going for.
Big time. It's you sort of set that one aside and go, man, there's like really great stuff. Or if you got that gift you want to give that for someone who's really, you know, difficult to buy for, you're just masterful. I know we're, you know, dancing between Pro Flowers back and forth, but I just wanted to acknowledge the wonderful brand and the service, again, that you provide. So.
Well, oh, thank you.
One of the things which is which you mentioned is, you know, Pro Flowers does a great job of reminding men that Valentine's Day is coming up. You know, just from a print perspective, I don't know if this is true across the board for Pro Flowers, but one of the things which is sort of funny is we don't do that good a job because the couple days before Valentine's Day are extremely busy, whereas the mm-hmm. few days before Mother's Day are a lot less busy. So you have more females ordering, and they tend to plan ahead more. Than guys who are ordering at the last second. You know, we even see some calls come in on Valentine's Day for people
who want
to order, and you know, who have forgotten until that point. So it's always, so from a print perspective anyway, we don't deserve that much credit in reminding people ahead of time. We could probably do a better job.
It's hard because, you know, you could start advertising in print in early January, starting to remind men. But I talked to my husband about this even. He said 2 weeks, you know, before Valentine's Day, guys aren't thinking about that because, you know, everybody, we've been approached before about Super Bowl stuff. You know, what a great time. It's 2 weeks before the holiday. You can reach thousands and thousands of men. Yeah, you can, but at that point, they're not thinking about Valentine's Day. They're thinking about the game. And they're not going to think about Valentine's Day until maybe a few days before the holiday.
Right.
And if we could just capture just for a moment, Jed, what Olga's saying is, look, this is the psychology of me as a buyer. Now, for those of you who are joining us and you think about, you know, driving your ad sales, you know, do you understand the hot buttons of your advertisers? Do you understand the seasonality? Do you understand that you could be 1 week, 1 month, or a quarter earlier than someone like Olga? She describes this. You know, that's what makes today's teleseminar so unique, is that you're literally sort of like climbing onto the other side of the desk and listening to her, and we're so appreciative. And Olga, we know you shared just a little earlier about, you know, things that are proprietary, and we promise that the questions that we're going to come around the bend will be well in the sweet spot. And if Jed and I cross the line, just let us know. We'll keep asking. But seriously, we only want you to share the things that would be beneficial to the group, and never, of course, anything that would be proprietary or, you know, personalized on the inside. Okay.
Okay.
So let's go back to point number one. Is there anything else to share about the average buyer or demographic information? And I do have one question that's come in related to this from Mike that I want to tuck in. So is there anything else here that you want to share with us?
At this point, no, unfortunately.
not unfortunately. Thank you already. We're loving it. But we do have a question that came in from Mike in California who says, how do you measure the lifetime value for your customers across your brand? So this is a conversation about, you know, LTV. Do you want to say something, some words related to that?
Yes. We actually have this formula that we plug in. And so every holiday, for Provide Commerce, we're really, for Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries, we're kind of peak driven. And when I say peak, I mean we're looking at three major holidays where we sell the bulk of our products. And that would be Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day. And then, of course, we get a lot of year-round business for people buying, you know, birthdays and whatnot. But those are our major holidays. And so at the end of the holiday, we look and see what new customers we have and then what it costs to get those new customers and the breakdown of spend between what we spent to get the new customers and what we think their average order value is going to be for their lifetime of being with the company, so we can kind of figure out what the lifetime value is in that respect. Mm-hmm. So there's this long formula that we use to figure it out.
Okay, so for Mike in California, we hope that's helpful on your side. Let's reverse
yeah,
it the
I
other
don't know.
way. for let's go the other way for just and by the way, Mike, you can send a quick email back to Ernest at powerhour.com or just simply hit reply to the confirmation and let us know if that answered your question or if you have a follow up. And I see you've got an additional one that we'll weave in here in just a few minutes. But for all of you in general, if you have any questions real time, just pop those right in and we'll work and weave. We got a stack of questions already that have come in and we'll just prioritize them. But for all of you from the advertising sales side, you know, this relates to a lot of the work that we've done in our teleseminars over the year, and it directly relates to our Tuesday Sales Academy, where we talk about lifetime value of your relationships with advertisers. You know, what are those lifetime values? And let's also remember that when you're adding value-added services, or if you're talking about rate increases, or if you're adding an online component, or, you know, fill in the or, you know, remember to always be certain it's a win-win. A relationship with somebody like Olga or whomever your advertisers are is a very important relationship over the next 1, 3, 5, and 10 years going forward. Jed, any additional comments on lifetime value?
Well, I guess you know, my only question to Olga would be: is the lifetime value formula that you use the same across all mediums, or does it vary based on where the customer is coming from?
It's the same across all mediums.
Okay.
So you're talking about like if it's the same, if I use the same formula compared to somebody who's working on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's exactly the same.
See, and that's and you know. That's a really important thing for publications to hear because what that lifetime value formula is essentially telling ProFlowers is this is what a customer is worth regardless of the costs associated with the medium that is generating it, right? So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter if a customer is coming from a medium like the internet, which has relatively low fixed costs, versus something like TV, which has very, very high fixed costs, or print, which is somewhere in the middle. A customer is a customer.
Exactly, and so we value all customers the same.
Right.
So let's, if we could, move to point number two, Olga, that we promised to cover here today. And in point number two, we're shifting our focus a little bit to the side now of, the tracking of results of print ads and the advertising mediums in general that you're using. So tell us a little bit about that.
You know, maybe it would be helpful for Olga since MediaBids does a lot of the the tracking. I'll just sort of jump in, Olga, and just explain how we track it, and then
Absolutely. Maybe
you can sort of you can add on to that. So what we do is we distribute thousands of ProFlowers ads a year to publications, and each ad that we deliver has a unique phone number in it. We've talked about unique phone numbers in other calls. It's pretty basic, but just for those of you who may not have taken Ernest's advice and spent 60 hours of your life listening to the last 3 years of teleseminars, basically what a unique phone number, unique 800 number does in an ad is it gives us data about where the phone call is being generated. So we can tell exactly how many phone calls are coming from a specific publication. We can tell how long the person spends on the phone, what geographic area they're calling from. All of these pieces of data sort of help us determine, exactly where the results are coming from and how each publication is doing. So we track with a unique URL with a unique phone number and then also with a unique URL. Unique URL basically tells us exactly it tells us for anyone who's going directly to the website where that person saw the ad. And this is the most credible and the most reliable form of tracking that we've been able to come up with, because even something as simple as an operator asking where a person saw an ad, you know, very often we will listen to a phone call and we'll hear someone dial a unique number that's unique only to an ad that's in one publication. So someone will dial that number, but if the operator asks where they saw the ad, they might say TV, or they might say radio. Makes you want to pull your hair out, but little I have left. So we found this to be a really reliable way of determining, you know, exactly what each publication is generating.
Mm-hmm. So Olga, is there a companion piece to that that you'd like to add on the tracking side?
You know, I think Jed explained it absolutely perfectly, because that's what we do with everything that we track for print. We give any vendor that we are testing or using a unique URL and a unique phone number, and then we track results based on what orders are coming in through the URL and the phone number. And so it should be very unique to everybody, so that there's no chance of anything getting mixed up. And it's unbelievably helpful when you're trying to track and see who was successful for a holiday and who wasn't, or, you know, just even to see, like, from one vendor to another, what type of customers they're bringing in. It's extremely, extremely helpful. So I think you did a perfect job explaining it, Jed.
Well, let me just suggest you have a lot more hair on your head than he does. I want to hear a lot more from you, but Jed, I have a lot less than you, so I better can it, okay?
to follow up on that, though, you also track in a similar way with other mediums, right?
Yes.
So TV and radio probably are have the biggest correlation to print in terms of how the tracking is done.
Right. So I don't know if any of you out there have heard a TV ad, but usually the TV ad will, you know, say to go to proflowers.com, and if any of you are on proflowers.com right now, you can see you go to the website and then you click on the microphone, and you have to enter in a special code. And that's how TV works, because that's really kind of one of the only ways to get the customer to do exactly that. If you tell them to type in a specific URL, they might not remember, but they'll remember the code. It'll be a simple code like pink. And then they'll go to the website, click on the microphone, and type in pink. And then that's how orders get attributed to TV. For print, we tested that before, and it didn't work out for us. We had much better results using direct URLs. And I think part of that is because people keep the print piece, so they have it right in front of them. So they know proflowers.com/Hearst or whatever is, they know it. They don't have to remember it like they do for a TV ad.
Right. Yeah, I fought hard for to get rid of the
promo code.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I just think it's harder. You know, in print, it's really hard to remember. But I think, you know, it's important for people on the call to hear that whatever sort of the mechanism for tracking is, and there's some slight differences, you know, for radio, you know, depending on the show that the ad is appearing on, you know, people can also put in a promo code.
Right.
But whatever it might be, ProFlowers is tracking all of the mediums essentially equally. They're basing it based on how many people, you know, buy through the website and how many people call.
Oh, absolutely. Every single channel is based the same way. I mean, it's not like one is favored over another for any certain reason. Like, everybody has to track the same way, and we all have to own up to the results in the same exact manner. So.
Yeah, and if I can just make a comment, because I heard the same words, Jed, and I didn't want to step over that before we move off point two. I heard the words, every medium. And I've heard it now three times, Olga. You continue to embed it. We need those who are joining us here for our teleseminar to hear the words. And you've heard Jed me say every automobile dealer, every realtor, every apartment community. There are sectors, entire sectors, where they do not place a single ad of any kind in any medium, print, newsletter, web, direct mail, radio, TV, that is not tracked, just like Olga's describing. That doesn't mean the whole world has gotten there. I think, Joe, we could probably agree that every plumber doesn't have, you know, their tracking in place, right?
Right.
You know, or every insurance company. But there are certain sectors that are absolutely, and the world is moving faster and faster and faster there. It's not even a question.
Right.
And without being able to track to see, I mean, we're a direct response company, so we need to track every single dollar we spend. We want to be able to track back the results from that advertising spend. So definitely want to track results.
Olga, go down just a path just for a second. Can we just agree for a moment that I see a print ad, but I'm just going to probably just come into Google and I might just type in Pro Flowers and I might just come into your homepage. I might not go to that custom URL. I mean, there is a little bit of leakage around this, isn't there? It's not quite as precise as we might like to think about in a scientific laboratory. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we try to make it as precise as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And to a degree, we can go in and see, we can track through Omniture and check and see if somebody came in through a print ad and then decided, you know, at the very end, and this has gotten me when I purchase stuff on the internet as well. You know, you get to the order checkout page and it says, oh, enter a promo code if you have one. And then you think, oh, wait, there's promo codes where I can get different discounts. So then you'll click online.
Yeah.
And you'll try to find a better code. You know, maybe
yeah.
you can find, instead of the 20% off you're getting, maybe you can find free shipping, which will be a better deal on this purchase. Or
yeah. Yeah.
maybe you can find 10% off plus free shipping or whatever. So there is some loss to that, as well as to some people, like you said, Jed, some people calling in and then saying that they saw the ad through something other than print.
Mm-hmm.
And likely, you know, they have gotten several ads, or they've seen several ads. You know, they could have seen a print ad, they could have seen the TV ad, they could have heard it on the radio driving into work. So there's loss going the other direction as well.
You know, in San Diego, here I am. Just a quick story, 1988, I'm in San Diego. I've got a publication that I'm selling advertising for, and we're targeting apartment communities, right? You know, rental housing in San Diego, right there in Mission Beach, right? And I literally pull into the leasing center, and there's a couple. And the couple are next to me, and they've got my publication in their hand and a competitor. They put it on down in the front seat, and they walk in at the same time into the rental office, same time as me. Leasing person, salesperson greets him, blah, 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 how are you? Hey, what brought you here? She literally says, oh, we were just driving by, thought we'd stop in. Just driving by. You know, so there's always that leakage place that makes me crazy. It's why I love the tracking component of today. We've evolved so much further. And by the way, that leasing salesperson went to their little card and checked drive by. And yet that couple had two rental housing magazines in their hand, in their car, which is how they got there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it's bound to happen. I think the percentage is small, though, because with print, we're trying to give them our customers a really good offer, and the only way they can get that offer is through that URL.
Got
you
it.
Know, if they call and they say, for instance, for Mother's Day, we offered all the frills at $19.99. So if they call customer service and they call it a direct number that should link them correctly to a page, a URL that the customer service agent can see that displays all the frills at $19.99, if they say they saw us through TV, they're going to see a completely different page and it's not going to have that offer. So the incentive for them as the customer is to go through the unique URL so they can get that discount that we're providing, because usually we provide a really great discount, like 50% off a single certain type of bouquet, and then 20% off, you know, anything 29 plus. So I'm hoping that the incentive is there enough for them to remember that they're going through print and they'll find out, you know, when they're on the phone or if they go to just proflowers.com, because they're not going to get that deal. So in theory, you know, the way I like to think of it is if they just go to proflowers.com and they're looking for all the frills at $19.99 and they don't find that, hopefully they go back to that print piece and then say, oh, okay, you know, it was proflowers.com/star that I was supposed to go to. Oops, I'm going to go to that now. And when they go to that, then they get the discount that they're looking for.
Got it. All right, very good. Let's transition to point number three. So much to cover. Jed, my head is swirling listening to Olga, I got to tell you. It's wow. Let's talk about number three. So do you track the results of all the media you run, and how important are those results in determining your advertising direction? Let's go down this path.
Okay, so we kind of already touched upon this, but we definitely track the results of all the media that we're in. You know, just even from a public relations standpoint, we like to track to see how we're doing, because it's nice to know the results of your efforts, right? Everybody wants to know how they're doing. So we definitely track results. And then we base our advertising, like our advertising spend, on those results. So every holiday, we'll have certain partners that we just run with that are the tried and true, the ones that work all the time, like MediaBids, and then maybe we'll want to test something else. So, you know, based on customer segmentation, we might want to test and add in Better Homes and Gardens, or, you know, a different type of magazine or newspaper. And we'll do that. And then basically we kind of look at several factors when deciding if whatever we tested was successful. One of the main factors is cost per order. You know, if we're bringing in a cost per order that is sustainable. You know, if it's not sustainable, then of course we probably won't want to test it again unless there's compelling evidence that something went wrong, either on the creative side or maybe we're just targeting the wrong consumer with the wrong ad. If we can find out something like that, then maybe it, you know, if it's on the cusp of having a cost per order that's reasonable and doable and sustainable, we might retest again. But, you know, it's just basically, are we bringing in more than we're spending for that vendor?
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, you know, again, I mean, you said it before, but that's the formula you use for all mediums, right? I mean, this isn't something which is unique to print. This is something, you know, people who are doing radio at Provide or TV are sort of, you know, thinking about it exactly the same way.
Oh, absolutely. Provide Commerce is a really, really smart analytical company, and there's no spending just to spend here. I mean, you're spending because you want to drive results, and if you don't drive those results, then you definitely have to go back and figure out why you aren't driving those results that you wanted to see in the first place, and tweaking it or changing things up in order to meet those goals that you set. So there's no, everybody's tracked exactly the same. I mean, everybody has to meet their CPO goals, and that's just the way it is.
Right. And so the good news is, I mean, and this is, you could tell me if you agree with this, because this mirrors a conversation that I have with publications a lot, and that is that, you know, the good news is that Profilers, to use them as an example of a Provide brand, will advertise almost anywhere. they're really not picky, as long as it works. But in the absence of it working, then they don't want to advertise. And the definition of working is not some formula about, you know, about brand awareness, and it's not some formula about, you know, about customer acquisition at some point in the future. It's just all about the sales that ad generated within a sort of defined period of time, usually a month or even 2 months.
That is correct.
Right. I mean, and that's a different way of thinking than many publications are used to, I think. you know, or at least, you know, maybe it's becoming, you know, more common. But I think, you know, I think it's important for people on the call to realize that, you know, for a company like ProFlowers, you know, they will advertise, but it has to work for them.
I think we should go down the other side for just a second, because what I heard in Olga's chuckle was some version of, it will work, we do make good decisions, and if we fail to deliver on our results, ultimately we may get fired, right? In other words, a company counts on you to make smart decisions. You're not here to pick, you know, the last place baseball team or basketball team. You're not here to go to the horse races. Oh, my gosh, in Del Mar, that was where I've been. You're not paid to go there to pick the losing last place horse, right? Can we just agree that there is, in the same way that we've got, you know, advertising professionals that want to drive and sell advertising, right? On the other side, we've got the pressure that you want to work with them to do what? Make good decisions, right? And win.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a partnership, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love to be able to spend more on magazine and newspaper advertising because that would grow my channel, right? I mean, I would be selling more orders if I was advertising more. I just need to make it work. It needs to, the bottom line needs to flush out correctly. And so that's the only problem. So, you know, we test new things all the time, and we test very small. And then if it works, then we can scale. And that's kind of how it goes here, bottom line. I would hope that I wouldn't get fired, but, yeah, you know, you do. You're held accountable to how things work. And that goes for why they did work and why they didn't work. Because, you know, any channel, if TV finds out that something is just blowing up and it's working really well, then other channels are going to test that too. So you share results based on what went well and what didn't, and everybody learns from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice that we have a culture of sharing like mm-hmm. that here, where all of the channels share information.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, and Jed, I know this is a biggie when we were prepping for our meeting with Olga and behind the scenes. Tell us, Olga, a little bit about the difference in the type of customers generated from print versus other media. Give us a look-see on that side.
So I thought this is a question that I had never considered before, because I feel like it just depends on the vendor or the partner you're using. So, for instance, if I have an ad in Better Homes and Gardens and my counterpart on the TV side has an ad running on HGTV, we're probably going to reach kind of similar customers, right? People with homes who are looking at gardening ideas and home renovation ideas. Whereas if I ran in Better Homes and Gardens and she ran in ESPN, we'd probably hit a very different target segment. So I think it really just depends on what we test and who we run with. In all, we're all trying to hit the same type of customer. So we have customer segments that are the same per channel. So, you know, if I'm trying to reach those females that are 25 to 55, so are they. They don't have a different goal for the holiday or in general than I do. We're all trying to bring in the same types of customers. In the end, you know, print might be better at targeting than someone like a paid search channel, just because, you know, paid search, you get whoever's searching online. But all in all, like, we're going after the same customers. It just really depends on how well we're able to target for those segments. And I think that's one of the beauties of print, is that, you know, you can get information on the demographics for most publications. So you can find out, oh, okay, this magazine appeals to men in their 50s who are into dirt bikes or whatever. And you can get a better sense of who you're appealing to than someone, you know, who's running on the radio, where maybe you get, a more general idea of the type of segmentation and customer demographics that appeal to different hosts, like Woodsy at 94.9 here in San Diego or something. So all in all, we're going for the same type of thing. The type of customers that are generated just depend on how well you're able to target your media spend.
Do you find that there's a difference though in the fact that, you know, that people are reacting to ads differently? Like, for example, you know, with print, it's a more considered sort of effort to dial the phone and place an order, as opposed to something like, you know, to use sort of the opposite extreme, mobile, where you get a ProFlower, right? You get a ProFlower ad on your screen and you touch it, and whether or not you meant to, right? You're now calling ProFlowers, or you're on the website. I mean, so it may not be something that you measure because you're so focused on sales, but there, I'm wondering if you have any sense of whether it's different, you know, whether the response is different.
So basically, I think you're talking about conversion and
right.
like. If somebody makes the dedicated effort to keep that print ad, to follow that URL, or to keep that phone number and dial it in at a later time, the conversion for print is pretty good. I don't know compared to all of the other channels, but I know overall it's pretty high, and that's because we do reach people who put a lot of thought into it. They get the ad and they decide to keep it for weeks sometimes. I mean, you can see people buying weeks later when they get an ad from us. And so it's nice to know that they are putting in that effort. And you can tell based on conversion that they are converting higher. You know, you could say that, I don't know, whatever percentage you wanted, like 30% of people who actually go to the website do end up purchasing, or 70%, you know, there is a percentage there. I can't share it, but there is a specific percentage, and that can vary per partner. So I don't know if you know, but we advertise in Clipper Magazine, in Money Mailer, and quite a few of the like home discount coupon mailers that come to your mailbox, and it varies per partner on how well the conversion is.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know, we hear that from a lot of our customers. It's always been our feeling that, you know, that print is probably, you know, converting higher than many other mediums. You know, so it's which is good. You know, the flip side of that is that it's more difficult for print to churn out these enormous amounts of volume that the other mediums can.
Like if you're looking at a display ad on Yahoo.com, I mean, how many people are you reaching with that ad per day? And so, sure, you might get a lot of clicks, accidental clicks to your website. And so that won't have the conversion, but, I mean, they're just reaching a huge circulation, if you think about it in terms of circulation. They're just reaching, you know, millions of people on a daily basis.
Right.
Which would be super pricey for print.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Jed, so much to think about, you know, seeing again through the filter of, you know, advertising professionals that are working with Olga and others like Olga, you know, in their world, and them having the ability to listen to, you know, what she's thinking about it, you know, as it relates, you know, to this point, whether we're talking about tracking, whether we're talking about, you know, cost per acquisition, lifetime value from where we first began. I mean, this is really a meaty conversation, yes?
Yeah, it's you know, and I think it's worth saying that, you know, Provide Commerce is probably the best at direct marketing in their you know, in the brands that they have, and in the you know, the different you know, different markets they cover, you know, whether it be, you know, gifts or flowers. But there are a lot of companies out there that think about the world in a very similar way. You know, maybe not in the flower business, but in the, you know, but in other businesses. You know, I think that, you know, Pro Flowers' way of looking at marketing and at customer acquisition is, you know, is common among companies who are internet focused.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. So let's come around the bend and let's talk a little bit about it just as we wrap up at the top of the hour here. Let's talk about some of the most important matrices that you look at when determining the success of a media channel like print. And we know we have questions from tied just to this from Joan and Mike, Amy, Robert, and also Joanna. So a number of you asked, you know, about this specific point. So Olga, what can you share with us on point number five before we wrap up here at the top of the hour?
Okay, so we do look at a combination of factors. Obviously, cost per order is huge for us, so we need to make it work. We also look at scale. If something has a great cost per order, how can we increase that next time? And if it's per holiday, you know, I said there's three main holidays that we do most of our sales at: Valentine's Day, Christmas, and Mother's Day. And those have slightly different demographics. So maybe advertising in ESPN magazine for Valentine's Day worked really well and it knocked it out of the park. But, you know, that's not really applicable to Mother's Day. So we look at the type of customer segments that we're hitting, and we want to make sure that we're hitting our target customers. All customers, of course, are valuable, but there's certain customer segments that, of course, we want to grow. And so we're looking at, are we growing those customer segments? And new customer acquisition. So that is my job, but you'd be surprised at how many people come in through the print channel that have purchased before, and so they're not purchasing through any of our incentives and email or catalog that we're sending out. So they'll come in through print. So there's a multitude of things, that factors that we look at. We want to make sure that the new customer rates are high still, that we want to keep them pretty high, because if I'm not bringing in new customers, then I'm kind of just another arm of the retention side of things. Obviously, like I said, cost per order, it needs to meet, you know, where it needs to be. I want to know, you know, if something's working really well, how much can I grow it, and when it will be applicable to grow. You know, obviously, if something's successful, you want to just expand it out as much as you possibly can. And then regions. I look at, like, what regions we're hitting to make sure that I'm targeting some of our most successful regions. And there's a broad number of things that we take a look at. But I would say the ultimate end-all be-all is probably that cost per order, because that's in the end. I mean, you could just do a wonderful job in all of the respects, but if the cost per order is just too high, it doesn't make sense, because you're just burning money in the parking lot.
Okay. All right. Jed, your take on this?
I mean, you know, let me tell Olga about a conversation I had really quickly with a publication, mm-hmm, just before the call. And
sure.
But,
mm-hmm.
And you tell me if you think I was, you know, one of the things that MediaBits does for Pro Flowers is we have a per inquiry program where we pay the publications. We'll advertise in almost any publication, but we'll pay the publication based on the response that they generate. And
right.
And you know, and what I hear from some publications sometimes is, if we didn't offer that, right? If we didn't offer that to a company like Pro Flowers, would Pro Flowers then go out on their own and purchase many, many publications in a more conventional way. And my feeling is that what we're doing is we're taking the per inquiry program for a company like ProFlowers is taking money that wouldn't otherwise be spent on print and applying it to print, as opposed to taking money away from print.
That is correct. Like I said, you know, for holidays, we'll do small buys. We'll do test buys with different publications. But we've seen very mixed results with that, and we definitely wouldn't go out and just buy ads in hundreds of publications. So I was actually going to say, you know, it is towards the end, so I might as well throw this out there, that it's awesome that MediaBids has this PI program because we are able to get into so many publications and reach, you know, customers that we wouldn't normally reach. I know that we advertise around the holidays that certain newspapers in small towns in like Ohio and Nebraska pick us up, and that's just, those are just areas that we would never go. I mean, usually a publication has to have a pretty decent circulation, pretty large circulation, in order for us to want to do a direct buy versus a per inquiry ad with them. Just because it wouldn't make sense for me to spend, you know, hours of time coordinating with a publication that might have a circulation of 100,000, because the response rate on that wouldn't be worth all the madness of trying to get it together, working with our creative and the newspaper's creative and the salespeople. So it's awesome that MediaBids exists so that we can get in those publications. And I'm hoping that it also helps the publication when they're running with a national advertiser, and I'm hoping that you guys are getting good results as well.
You know, I think some publications get phenomenal results and other publications, you know, don't. I think that, you know, that's always the challenge is making sure that, you know, that the publication and MediaBids and ProFlowers is sort of doing everything we can to make sure that the results will be good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry, Dad. Go ahead.
Oh,
I just wanted to say there's one last thing, because I know that you've had this issue come up before, and I'd just like to say that we've, in the past, haven't been as coordinated with our channels. So, like, print might run an offer that's $19.99, and TV might run one that's $24.99 for basically the same product. We have tightened up our belts a lot here, and we've been working a lot more together, along with our brand managers, to make sure that we have a much more cohesive message to our customers. So I'm hoping that if there's magazines out there, newspapers who felt that way in the past, that they know that we have definitely worked on that and tried to improve it so that everybody is sending out something very, very similar messaging, and that nobody is really undercutting anybody else in pricing, so that all customers see is maybe just different variations. So you can get all the frills, or you can get one dozen assorted roses, or a different type of bouquet, but they're all going to be around the same price point.
Right. So what Olga's saying is that if someone is buying through a banner ad they see on Yahoo, they're
mm-hmm.
getting essentially the same offer that they would be getting through a newspaper ad or a magazine ad. It's there's no benefit to buying from one channel versus another.
Right. The one exception that you're going to see to that is public relations does usually have like really good deals sometimes if we're on Good Morning America or the Today Show or whatever, but that's usually like a 12-hour deal. So that's the anomaly to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Jed, let's pause right here, being respectful of those who are have reserved the window to be here live with us. To all of you, we so thank you for the window that you have come to join us and listen to Olga with ProFlowers and Provide Commerce. We hope that you have had one of the most riveting experiences, Jed and myself, no doubt. I mean, Jed, this is just golden. I mean, when you told me that, hey, I got an idea. I'm kind of thinking about Olga, and she might, I'm like, stop. Yes, let's go. Olga, you are a gem. Thank you so much. It was so fun to prep with you and prepare for today, and even more fun to just roll along. And we told you that it would be just like a conversation, like we're hanging in Starbucks for a minute, you know. But you just have a wealth of knowledge and insight. And thank you so much for the generous spirit of sharing and giving those who work so hard on the other side to sell advertising some more insight as to, you know, what you're thinking about and what the filters you're using and how you're measuring and how you're tracking and how you're comparing. And Jed, as always, a joy, you know, to be working here together. Jed, how about some closing words, and we'll have Olga wrap up with us, and then we'll roll.
Well, thanks as always, Ernest, for doing a great job. You know, for those of you who aren't familiar with you know, Ernest's consulting offerings, you know, he's got some great products, and I always learn a lot listening from him. So I'm sure you will too. You know, thanks very much, Olga, for spending the hour doing this. We really appreciate it, and hopefully it gives some insight into what a company like Provide is thinking and measuring and, you know, hopes to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Olga, please, some closing words.
Oh, I would just like to thank you both and thank all of our listeners.
Well, absolutely, and what a joy to know the wonderful brands that you market behind the scenes. Thank you so much, whether it's Pro Flowers, Red Envelope, Personal Creation, Sherry Berry's, it goes on and on. Thank you. You make our lives more joyful, and we can appreciate those you love. So thank you so much. And to all of you, hope you'll continue, as always, to join our teleseminars. We meet on a monthly basis. They're always filled with tools, strategies, techniques, and resources that will help you win positively. Please go take a look at the MediaBid site and make certain that you're working closely with Jed and their team. And then, of course, come into our Power Hour site. We have a tremendous sales academy that fires off every Tuesday specifically about the strategies that will help you and your team win. To all of you, have a great day. Jed, Olga, absolutely a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ernest. Thanks, Olga. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Bye-bye.